From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, July 22nd. President Joe Biden announced yesterday that he would drop out of the 2024 presidential race and threw his endorsement behind Vice President Kamala Harris. Before she vaulted to the national stage, Kamala Harris served as California's top prosecutor and was raised by immigrant parents in the San Francisco Bay Area. Cap Radio's politics editor Chris Nichols has the biographical sketch of Harris.
Harris was born in 1964 in Oakland and grew up in a black middle-class neighborhood in Berkeley. Her late mother was a medical scientist from India and her father an economist from Jamaica. She earned her law degree at UC Law San Francisco before working as a prosecutor in Alameda County. In 2010, she won a close race for attorney general, becoming California's top law enforcement official. She was reelected 4 years later. In speeches and in her memoir, the 59-year-old Harris has often cast herself as a prosecutor who fought from the inside for progressive change. Some, however, have criticized her for upholding the status quo, saying she remains silent on state initiatives to legalize marijuana and reduce penalties for certain crimes. Despite this, in 2016, Harris was elected as California's U.S. Senator, just 4 years before she was selected as Joe Biden's vice president. Chris Nichols, Cap Radio News.
Anderson Union School District Board President Jackie LaBarbera announced last week that the district would continue its current policy requiring school officials to inform parents when a student requests a change to their records, including requests to change their gender identity or sexual orientation. That policy does not align with Governor Newsom's recently signed Safety Act, a first-of-its-kind law that bans forced outings of LGBTQ+ students. The board hasn't voted on the matter yet, but LaBarbera told Shasta Scout that as board president, she has the authority to issue the statement unilaterally. And 60 new body cameras are now in use by Tehama County's sheriff's officers. According to reporting by the Red Bluff Daily News, the Board of Supervisors gave the go-ahead for this in May. The paper reports the department said the new body cameras will help officers with liability. For example, the sheriff's office told the paper that a dog was shot after it attacked a deputy. The incident was captured by one of the cameras, and the department hopes the footage will help with legal proceedings. And in other news, a group of conservation and tribal organizations is calling for greater protection of a massive aquifer in a remote part of Siskiyou County. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The Medicine Lake Highlands comprises 200,000 acres of primarily volcanic land east of Mount Shasta. According to reporting by the Redding Record Searchlight, the aquifer under the area might hold more water than California's 200 largest reservoirs combined. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, but the Pitt River Nation and allied conservation groups want the area set aside as a national monument. A representative from Trout Unlimited told the paper the added protection would preserve an essential water supply. It's also the only water source for one of the state's most famous trout streams. Trout Unlimited said a letter sent to President Biden asking him to designate the Highlands a national monument received a non-committal reply from a U.S. Forest Service official. Representative Doug LaMalfa told the paper he thinks the area has adequate protections now under existing Forest Service regulations. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
There are now more restrictions on fires in place in Lassen National Forest. The Forest Service said the restrictions are due to elevated fire risks. Residents are no longer permitted to have campfires. They are also prohibited from smoking unless in a designated area. The restrictions will be in place through September 30th. And finally, the Perseid meteor shower has begun gracing North State skies this month. The annual meteor shower occurs every year from mid-July through late August. According to NASA, the dazzling display will be at its brightest the nights of August 12th and 13th, but will still be visible from now until September 1st. The best place to see the meteor shower is somewhere free of light pollution and tall buildings or trees. In the North State, Lassen National Park, Upper Bidwell Park, and Butte Lake are common areas to stargaze. And those are your headlines for Monday, July 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.